This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 16th, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On January 29th, the Islamic rebel group called Allied Democratic Forces killed Anglican priest Batsimar Gulango Yesi, along with 35 other Christians in the African country of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World View spoke to Nathan Johnson, Africa Director for International Christian Concern, about how Christians in Congo have faced persecution from Islamic groups for decades.
DRC has been going through a battle really ever since the late 80s, early 90s with these militant groups. One of them, the ADF, the Allied Democratic Forces, conducts a lot of attacks on civilian populations, especially against Christians.
Pastor Yesi died refusing to deny his faith in Christ. Johnson said it was not the first time he was threatened for his faith.
It's not the first time that Reverend Batsimar had been targeted or been told, like, hey, you better convert, stop trying to pass your faith on to others, don't talk about Christ or Christianity.
Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." The army of the African nation of Chad announced last week that it killed about 1,000 Boko Haram Muslim militants in a 10-day military operation after the jihadists launched their deadliest attack on Chadian forces. Boko Haram's insurgency began in 2009, killing 30,000 people and causing 2 million to flee their homes. The Islamic group is also responsible for the deaths of thousands of Christians. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump announced the U.S. would no longer be funding the World Health Organization.
"Today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus." Everybody knows what's going on there. American taxpayers provide between $400 million and $500 million per year to the WHO. In contrast, China contributes roughly $40 million a year and even less. As the organization's leading sponsor, the United States has a duty to insist on full accountability.
Trump criticized the WHO's response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak in China, saying the organization failed to, quote, objectively assess the situation on the ground and to call out China's lack of transparency, end quote. The U.S. Justice Department sided with Temple Baptist Church in Mississippi in their legal battle against the city of Greenville after police officers handed out $500 fines to attendees of the church's drive-in service on April 8th. The city dropped the fines after the Department of Justice got involved. Attorney General William Barr acknowledged the importance of social distancing policies during the coronavirus outbreak, but he said the department will be taking action against officials who discriminate against religious organizations. He said, quote, "religious institutions must not be singled out for special burdens," end quote. Pro-lifers can demonstrate outside of abortion mills in Michigan, according to a court ruling on Tuesday. The case began after police ticketed Andrew Belanger of the group One Life for demonstrating at an abortion mill in Detroit. The suit stated the government used the coronavirus stay-at-home order to target pro-lifers. The court ordered Detroit to drop all criminal charges against Andrew. President Trump spoke with 200 corporate leaders yesterday as he pushes for the American economy to reopen amid the coronavirus shutdown. Trump tweeted, quote, "We are having very productive calls with the leaders of every sector of the economy who are all in on getting America back to work and soon," end quote. With 90% of the U.S. population in lockdown, Trump hopes the economy can open back up by May 1st. Psalm 146, verse 3 reminds us, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help." On Tuesday, former President Barack Obama endorsed his former Vice President Joe Biden for president as he tries to unite the Democratic Party before the November 3rd elections.
The kind of leadership that's guided by knowledge and experience, honesty and humility, empathy and grace. That kind of leadership doesn't just belong in our state capitals and mayor's offices. It belongs in the White House. And that's why I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden for President of the United States.
And on Monday, Senator Bernie Sanders, Biden's former opponent, formally endorsed Biden as well. And finally, 49% of Americans believe the Bible should have at least some influence on U.S. laws, while 23% say the Bible should have a great deal of influence, according to Pew Research. The study also found that 28% of Americans believe that the Bible should take precedence over the will of the people in terms of influencing U.S. laws. Wisdom says in Proverbs 8, verses 15 and 16, "By me kings reign, and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles all the judges of the earth." And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, April 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.